for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Dick Spavnet.
Yeah. How's your weekend been?
Ugh, I'm going to kill myself.
Why?
It's so goddamn hot.
Yes.
It's killing me.
Yes, yes.
It's killing me,
Whitey.
It's killing me. It's killing me.
I know.
It's killing me.
Yeah, it's taunting you.
It's killing me.
Yeah, it's not 88 degrees. It's 98, 101.
It's killing me. It's killing me.
Yes, I feel your pain.
It's killing me. It's killing me,
yeah,
Drew.
I'm so sorry. I really feel it. I know.
I started heading down to the garage. I had to go down to the garage and get something about 7 o'clock tonight. I opened the front door, blast of hot air hit me, my sweat dripping down the side of my face. I just turned to my wife. I just said, it's killing me! It's killing me!
Yes, yes.
I can't take it anymore!
Taunting, yeah.
It's killing me!
Yes,
I'm going insane!
It's meant for you.
Oh, we had a big concrete pour at my house on Saturday. I was out in front, the truck, I'm holding the hose and stuff, and sweat's pouring down my face. I'm thinking, it's killing me! It's killing me. It was 101 goddamn degrees yesterday.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I'm with you.
I'm so miserable. I'm sweating everywhere I go. I'm sweating. I've had a horrible sore throat and congestion all week.
Oh, that's the worst.
And the problem is I got to have a fan blowing on me constantly. So I'm inside, and I'm, you know, the ceiling fan. Here's the problem. I'm a mouth breather, Drew.
No.
Yes.
I'm shocked to hear that.
You didn't know that about me.
No, I guess. I thought that feeding you went through, that feeding phenomenon was something.
Mouth breather.
Oh,
that's why I make a lot of noise when I eat.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to breathe, and I got to eat, and sometimes I even got to talk. That's breathing, talking, and eating at the same time. That's why Drew loves me on a plane.
Through one orifice.
Oh. So here's how I get a sore throat, which is I got the air blasting, I got the fan going, and I have my mouth wide open. I sleep with my mouth like I'm trying to catch flies in there. So I don't, and I just get this horrible cotton mouth. And so when I get a sore throat, I'm screwed because I got to keep the fan going, and I got to keep the air going because it's 82! Because it's 82 degrees outside. In the house. It's hotter than that. Upstairs,
facing the west.
Yes, 86 degrees up there. Got to keep the goddamn fan going. My mouth is wide open the whole night. It's
in fact, it's too hot in here now.
Stuff. It's too hot now. I'm going nuts. I'm driving here. I got the air blasting in my car. I'm actually looking forward to getting in my car as I walk from my house to my car at 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait to hop in the car.
Get the air on. The
car's been in the garage. It's going to be a little cooler. When's Halloween? What am I going to have to dress as?
Yeah.
I'm going.
Surfer.
No, Britney Spears. I got to just wear a thong back and a tube top because it's going to be so goddamn hot. It's driving me insane, and it's mussing with my mind.
Yes,
that's the thing. It's punishing me.
Yes, yes.
It mocks me. The sun mocks me.
Yes, you specific. It's for you.
It's so long. I'm sweating now. And look, here's the thing, everybody. Some people are horny more than other people. Some people have bad breath and BO. Others don't smell bad. Some people have a vertical leap of 42 inches. Others, it's 12 inches.
Some people
are good at math. Some people run hot.
Yes.
Some people are hot.
Yeah.
I don't know why we don't. Why can't people accept this, and why can't this be a disease? I should be getting time up. I should be home collecting disability right now. You know, there's there's people that are cold all the time.
Yeah.
Cute girls always with their nose, their feet, and everything. I'm hot all the time.
Do you have the
always hot.
Do you have the pussy body temperature syndrome that I have, which is when it's hot outside, I'm hot, it's intolerable. But when it's cold, I gotta be 85 degree heat.
Well, I can do something about the cold. It's the heat, and I'm working on my house, and it's just sweat's pouring down my face. So we're in the valley yesterday. It was 100 and some odd. Visited my grandma. I got out of the car. It was like 102.
Crazy.
She's sitting in the house. The Corollas don't believe in air conditioning, so I'm just sitting in front of my grandma, spitting out cotton, schwitzing like a maniac. You know, you want to know what the ultimate white trash maneuver is? Tell you, this is the Corollas.
An ice cube in front of
her. Now, here's how you know. Here's how you know who's white trash and who isn't. How do they control the temperature of their environment? Now, super smart people make a lot of money, super elite. They heat the tile and cool the tile. Like, their towel racks are heated in their bathroom. Right. That's at the top of the heating and cooling chain. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I build my bathroom, I'm going to have a heated towel rack so that my towel, my monogram towels made out of the Egyptian cotton that come off hot. Okay, that's the top of that. The Corollas are the bottom. The Corollas are the ones that hook up the mini oscillating fan that clamps onto the dashboard and plugs into the cigarette lighter because they can't afford air conditioning in their piece of crap car. That's the bottom. You know what I mean? That's the white trash. You see, the Corollas have the indoor fan that sits up. You know, it's a 1995. It's the ones they advertise in front. It's not even in the store. There's a pile of them. There's like a pallet of them out front of the home center.
Yeah, yeah.
They put them out there when it gets hot. All the stupid
people
can buy.
They buy those when they're sold at the...
They buy those secondhand.
Yeah.
After,
At the garage sales.
Yeah. After the Mexican family torched a house because they're putting the hibachi in it for heating, that was the only thing left at the yard sale my mom could buy. It was that crazy oscillating fan that sits... And by the way, they don't sit right. They're always a little cockeyed. They got the three legs. You put them together. They're modular. You know, they're 6 feet tall, but they come in a basket the size of a tackle box. You have to snap everything there. They make a weird noise. They make more noise than they do air. There's always the little. Here's what it is. It's the little badge on the front of it. It's a little piece of sheet metal that never sits right. It's always rattling, and it's oscillating. It's when you got big push buttons, big goofy push buttons. My grandma has one of those. And here's the whole thing about the oscillating fan. Too big a swath.
Yeah.
Too big.
Yeah.
Don't need to go 300 degrees on that. Just here. Keep it here.
20
boom,
degrees.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Keep it right on me. Don't, no. Not cooling someone over there and cooling someone on that side of the room. Just keep it small. Yeah. Turn down. But anyway, rattling. No air conditioning. Going insane. Going nuts, Drew. Spitting up oysters, sore throat. I'm just sitting on my sofa tonight. I'm just like sitting there. I gotta motivate. That's all. That's all I do. This is my when it's hot. This is all. I just sit on the sofa and I go. I gotta motivate. I gotta get something going.
Yeah.
I gotta get something going. And then I start thinking. Cold shower. That'll do it. That'll get me going.
Yeah.
Then I'm too weak to get off the sofa now. Everything sounds bad, too. Dinner sounds bad. You know, cooking, hot. No, don't turn the stove on. Honey, let's just have a smoothie for dinner. Let's have a nice ice cream. Let's get some ice cream and some papaya. Put some ice in there. Could it get any hotter? And here's the deal. Is this a record? Was yesterday a record?
I can't imagine it wasn't.
Over 100 degrees?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, hot.
Deep October.
Where are we going for Thanksgiving? 95? That's crazy.
All right. So
I spent the day.
I'm officially tormented. Just to let everyone know. I'm tormented. Go ahead.
How are you feeling?
Tormented. Oh,
okay. Got it.
Going nuts.
I wasn't exactly clear, but now I got it. I spent the day at Knott's Berry Farm.
No, 180 degrees.
180 degrees. Yet had a delightful time. There. And I want to thank the people at Knott's Berry Farm for making my kid's birthday fantastic.
Oh, plus they have kids.
It's that Halloween haunt thing.
No.
They scared the S. But it's kind of weird when you're going through these fun houses, which are elaborate. I mean, they're amazing and scary, and hold my kids. And the people with fox heads on and weird, crazy clown heads.
Sweating in those things, I bet.
Fanning. And I'm like, oh, they start fanning me. Walking over going, are you Dr. Drew? The crazy clowns.
What?
My kids are like, what's the clown talking to you about?
You can't go there during the day, can you?
I went during the day. We did every single roller coaster.
Oh.
And I wanted... Yeah, you know, roller coasters have gotten intense. Or maybe I've gotten old, but I wanted to vomit. Kids were like, oh, more.
Drew, what are you wearing?
This is what?
What's stuck to your chest?
Oh. Because I had dinner over there at Knott's Berry Farm, and they let you in early.
They give you the date?
If you wear this little sticker, you get in early.
All right.
Big buffet dinners.
Really no good ending to that story. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Anyway, I want to thank Lupita Suda. I think it's her last name. She would just set us up. Just fantastically.
Yeah. All right.
Very happy.
Listen, we got to do this 28 days later promotion.
All right. Oh,
imagine how hot. You think it's hot in Vegas?
Oh.
It can't be this hot.
Well, you can.
It's not as hot as here.
It must be hotter.
Just got back. It was 95.
Well,
95.
Cooler.
It was 101 in the valley yesterday. Oh. Okay, so here's what we're doing. All callers who get on the air tonight, and that's not going to be a lot of you because I'm not done talking about how hot it is. I'm going nuts. Horrible. We'll get a DVD of the horror film 28 Days Later. which is a spectacular piece of filmmaking, Drew. Yes?
Yes.
All right.
Different endings.
Yeah. It's available on October 21st. When is that, tomorrow?
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow, Tuesday.
Depends where you're listening to us.
Yeah, it's got three alternative endings. Plus, you'll qualify to win a room at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas, from the time you arrive until 28 days later. You got to be over 18, and we're going to do the promotion's going to start on October 15th. Wait a minute, we already did that.
We started it.
Why did they write that? Am I supposed to say that?
No. And it's transferable. Anyone you want to stay with you or in that room on your behalf can stay there. One plane ticket to get there. And Adam needs at least 2 days to chain the stripper up.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, but this ends on October 26th, which I guess we should say.
Well, no, we're going to announce it on October 26th.
Well, but when does it end?
23rd.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Hey, good times.
Yeah.
All right, so you only have a few more days for this because 23rd is going to be, I don't know, Thursday? Oh, that's so hot. I'm still hot. I'm hot from yesterday. You understand, I'm like a piece of metal that hasn't cooled. It's brutal.
Yeah.
Nydia?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes. Okay, I have a question for Dr. Drew. Yeah. I want to know, like, ever since I had my daughter, that was like a year and a half ago, I've been getting,
when
like...
When you were 15?
Well, pregnant at 14. Give her a break.
No, I was pregnant at 15. I had a
okay.
16.
She says with way pride. Off, way off.
Yeah.
Okay. That's with a shred of dignity.
But anyways, like I've been having like bladder infections, kidney infections, and like yeast infections, and now I have the symptoms of a kidney infection, but they said it's nothing. So I want to know if it could be something else.
Did you tear during the delivery?
Yes.
Yeah. So this might be some residual trauma from how long was the delivery? A year and a half ago.
Yes, and I had one vaginal and one C-section. So.
Yeah. Same delivery, like a set of twins?
Yeah.
So one came out and you had to go after the other?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Scary.
You had twins at 16 or 15?
16, yeah.
15.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't have cared for twin goldfish
now
at that age. Think about
it. Where are these kids now? In jail? They're in jail?
What?
Incarcerated? Are they incarcerated yet?
My kids?
Yeah.
No.
No,
I
no
have
one.
Two girls. They're good.
Oh, strippers. That's going to be great. All right, where's the dad?
Oh, he's not around.
Oh,
he's
all right.
Not a good person, so I don't know.
Oh, no, really?
Went from stripper to porn.
Oh.
That,
no.
Just that fast. Oh, yeah.
No.
All right, but listen,
he's
are you
not
on
a good person, but I am. So.
Is anyone yelling at you not to have any more kids?
Yes, everybody is.
Are you on birth control pill now?
I'm not. I'm going to be on it. I'm not having sex or anything, so I haven't. Like, getting pregnant scared me, so I stopped. But I'm going to get on birth control again.
All right, but are you on any medication or anything?
No.
You might want to see a urologist if you possibly can. The fact that you're having persistent pain without evidence of... you're having persistent pain when you urinate and urinary frequency and all that sort
it's
of stuff.
It's not just that, but it's like my lower back hurts and like my right side and stuff. And that's how it was when I was pregnant, and that's how they knew I had a kidney infection, but now they said it's nothing. So.
Have they done an ultrasound to see if you have an ovarian cyst or something like that?
No.
All right, it's time to get back in and just check it out. And that back pain, flank pain, is yes, it can be a sign of a urine infection, but not specifically. There's many
other things. Okay, because also they did a pap smear like a year ago, and it came back abnormal.
All right,
and so they had to do a colposcopy, and they said that they were just going to, like, see how I was doing to see if
right, every 6 months. Did you follow up at 6 months?
Yeah.
All right, so
and
it's
they
time
had
to follow
me come
up
back
again.
To do another one, so.
All right, but it's time to follow up again now, right? It's been a year. So get in there. This time, get it. Ask for an ultrasound, okay?
Nydia, no man in your life?
No.
Good.
But you got the HPV, though. You managed to deliver that.
Is that bad?
No.
Well, it's cervical cancer. It causes cervical cancer. And thank God you got in there in time to cure this thing. But you got to stay on top of it because it will come back.
Hey, Nydia, since you got on the air tonight, you registered for that 28 days promotion. Mm-hmm. So, God willing, you'll
She's
be abandoning your...
Oh,
that's right. She's got the two kids, but she can't go to Vegas.
I can't.
All right, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'd like to do. I'm done with this age thing. It's like, look, if you got a couple of kids and you're a chunky or whatever, you qualify for anything that's over 18. I'm not saying Nydia's a chunky. All I'm saying is, it's like you've killed somebody, you get to qualify for all that. We'll figure out. And by the way, there's some 19 and 20 year olds who wouldn't qualify for the 18 stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of those nerdy guys who are in the yummy phase. Can't finish a full beer. Then they don't
Stryker.
Stryker.
Stryker. It's still
yeah.
out of that.
All right. Stryker, local local mothership DJ out here, K-Rock. Go ahead, Drew. I'll just follow behind you and clean up
Thank
all
you.
That stuff
Appreciate
when you point and do stuff like that.
Nicole, 15.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I just want to say I love you both, and Adam, you are hilarious.
Thank you. I'm very, very perturbed tonight.
Yeah, I noticed you weren't in too good of a mood. Okay, but my question is, I'm bisexual, and I've known I was bisexual since I was probably like 12.
Since you were sexually abused at 4.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my parents don't know. My mom knows, but my stepmom and my dad don't know. And I don't know if I should tell them or not, because my dad is like an extremely religious person.
So why would you want to do that? Why would you want to put yourself in harm's way like that? What would that accomplish?
I feel bad not telling them.
Not making them feel bad?
What would that accomplish?
No, I just, I don't.
Do you do drugs? Do you do any drugs?
No.
You never have?
I've tried pot before, but.
Do you feel bad not telling them about that?
Oh. Not really, because...
Oh, why not about that?
Well, they should know. You should be honest.
That's different.
Why is that different?
Because my dad would, like, ship me off to, like, boarding school, and I don't want that.
And
or military camp.
And how do you know something
before?
Like that's not going to happen?
Oh, she's threatened before. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, let's just talk about the real issue. Why do you hate your dad? Not that you don't deserve to hate your dad. He may be a bad guy.
Oh, well, he is. He's a bastard, but...
All right, well, it's payback time now.
Yeah. Oh, he is. He's like very abusive and stuff.
Okay.
Well, that's where the bisexual.
Is your dad racist at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually,
Bring a black dude home.
Black girl.
Bring a black girl
oh,
home.
Yes. Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Oh,
of bring dad. I want to introduce you to Nachilla, 1,700-pound black woman. Hello, I'm Lucius. all gold teeth. I went to a guy, went to high school with a black chick named Nachilla. And I thought, that is the best black chick name I've ever heard in my life. Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Get yourself a nice black chick. Bring her home. Tell your dad you're lezzing off with her.
Realize all of this.
He clutches his heart. That's great.
All of this is because of your anger towards your dad. Every bit of it, including needing to tell him. If you weren't angry, you wouldn't need to tell him.
Would she even be bi?
No, but that's a different issue.
You don't think so?
No.
Hmm. Why are you so angry at your dad, besides he's an a-hole?
It's just because my stepmom, basically, because he's still married to her.
Well,
I hate him so much just because he's married to her.
Why do you hate your stepmom so much?
Oh, my stepmom is the biggest jerk in the world. She cheated on my dad like 4 times, and he's still married to her.
And what about your real mom? Where is she?
Oh, I love my mom. She lives in Ohio, actually.
Oh.
Why don't you live with her?
Because she can't afford me, really. That's the main reason, because she's living with her fiancé, but he makes her, like, pay all the bills and stuff, so she can't afford to have another child there, because they already have 2 kids.
Yeah. Oh, your mom's great.
Your mom really sounds like a delight.
Puts you as a priority in her life. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, what a guy. It's a shame you can't be with her in Ohio.
Well, I see her like 3 times a year, so.
Yeah, listen, your mom's a piece of ass. Let's face it. I mean, look, you know, we usually, Nicole, here's what we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
We usually talk to a bunch of young girls. It's always girls. I don't know why. And we tell them, we talk to guys too. And we say, look, your mom hung in there. Your dad split. Stop taking it out on your mom. You're glorifying the parent that left, and you're demonizing the one that stayed and is trying to create a home.
Yeah.
And, yeah, even if they're not the greatest, they're putting a roof over your head, and they're putting it quiet down, putting a meal in your mouth. This is one of the rare exceptions. And I would never argue with you that your dad's an a-hole and that your stepmom's a witch. But your real mom, who you're sort of glorifying, sounds like a real piece of work, too. Living in Ohio with a guy who's probably abusive, cranking out a few kids, making her pay all the bills.
Leaves Nicole behind.
Leaves Nicole behind with the a-hole, by the way.
Yeah.
And is moved all the way to Ohio, which I don't know how far that is from Florida, but you ain't driving there on your moped.
Yeah, that's where we originally lived in Ohio, and then they got a divorce when I was 3, and my dad moved away after about a year. He left Ohio to come down here.
Yeah, and you went with him?
Kind of. Yeah, we had to, me and my brother and my sister.
Okay, well, listen.
Why did you have to?
Why couldn't you stay with your mom?
Well, because my dad got custody because my mom was working, like, three part-time jobs at, like, one at McDonald's.
Your mom had, like, had a couple of DUIs and took a swing at a cop or something.
Yes,
yeah, your mom was into drugs.
Of course.
That's why she got custody. Didn't get custody of you because your mom was a super hard-working, dedicated parent. And why do we have to cut through all this crap all the time? You know, we talk to people all the time. Whenever somebody loses custody, it's like, why they lose custody? Well, she worked so much, and she was so involved with religion, her work, and community service, helping underprivileged kids. She cooked up a little meth.
Right.
Yeah. Your mom's a bad person.
Your mom's bad qualities. Yeah.
Okay, here's
an alcoholic, but
your mom's an alcoholic. Yeah, addict probably too. Okay, so here's the deal, Nicole. You have two bad parents,
but one is worse.
But one of them is sort of hanging out and trying to at least put a roof over your head.
Trying to be there.
Yeah, so quit kicking the crap out of the one bad parent who's marginally less bad than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just leave your dad alone. And leave your stepmom alone. Get your grades up and go away to college.
Yeah. Get your feet squared.
Yeah, I plan on it.
Have a real relationship. Meanwhile,
don't rattle your dad's cage and don't rattle your stepmom's cage.
Yeah, there's no purpose.
It's not going to work for you.
Go to college.
You're angry.
Have a relationship, male, female, whatever you like, have a real relationship.
Be angry at your mom, too.
Wow. God, do we have to sort through a lot of crap. And you know what? In the general public sort of media, that would have passed as like, oh, really? Your mom's a great person? Fabulous. Fantastic.
We got to figure out a way to get you out to Ohio with her so she can smother you with kisses and cash. Please. Mom's a piece of crap with working three jobs. And by the way, don't try to pull that working three jobs crap on us. Because the more jobs, working 20 jobs, is that better than working one job? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How many jobs does a doctor or a lawyer have? Do you have 1,000 jobs or just doctor, lawyer, dean at a college? You know what I mean?
Yes.
What electronic engineers that work for Lockheed, what do they have? 30 jobs? No. The more jobs you have, the worse your life. Please, who are you kidding? Especially if you're going to weave in that McDonald's one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE. Shut up, Drew. 191. Go ahead, Drew.
I just said, speaking of phone numbers, I want to thank again the people at Knott's, the other Knott's Scary Farm. If people want to go to that, the Knott's Halloween Hotline, 714-220-5000, or Ticketmaster Hotline, 213-365-3535. It's amazing how elaborate this thing is. Really, we had a great time.
Yeah. So there
you go.
They didn't pay to say that, huh?
They did not.
Hmm.
But they made my kid's birthday memorable. One of them was like, can we do this again next year?
No.
Yes.
Tell them no.
No, yes.
Tell them no. Next year we go to Corolla's house and watch him complain about the heat.
Sit in front of his fan.
You know, the other thing about this crazy hot weather we're having in this godforsaken city is all these weird bugs come out. Everything's alive.
Yeah.
Weird ants and bugs and everything's moving around. I got the weirdest bug in the world at my house. Nobody's ever seen it before.
Wow.
Nobody knows what it is.
Your new house or your...
Both.
Oh, wow.
There's this weird bug. I showed it to pest control guys and never don't know what it is.
Wow.
I don't know what it does, but it struck me. It's big and it's ugly. And it's there's some bugs that don't go inside your house.
Hmm.
And then there's other bugs that want in.
Yeah.
But the ones that want in don't want in because they want to eat something. It's not like ants want in because they want to eat something. And then there's spiders.
Yeah.
Spiders don't want in to eat something. They just want in.
Yeah. What does this one want?
It wants in, but it don't want nothing else. Just wants in.
What does it look like?
It looks like I don't even know what it's
potato
long.
Bug?
It's got no.
It's not that weird.
I'd kill myself and move if it's a potato bug. But they're those big spiders, those big outdoor spiders, but they don't want in.
No, they'll
you know
be
the
in.
Real
no,
big
they're
ones?
Coming in.
No, they're not coming in.
The big brown ones?
No, no, not that one. The ones with the big thorax or torso or whatever that big bubble is on the back of them. The big outdoor ones that do the big webs only like,
two months
out of the year.
Yeah, those huge webs in the summertime.
Yeah, they don't want to come in.
No, they don't want in. Yeah,
I don't know why.
And how the hell do they get the one, the securing line?
The one that goes from your chimney that's 40 feet in the air all the way across your hedge.
The hedge across the street to another tree. How do they do that?
They sit up there and they drop and the wind blows them while they're shooting this stuff out of their ass and they go to it and the next thing you know you got the Brooklyn Bridge,
huge.
And then everyone thinks you're some kind of retard because you're walking up the stairs at night and the thing hits you in the face, you're flailing around.
Oh, you go nuts too.
Yeah, so
help me.
Weird hands flying in the face. Of course, your neighbor's just looking at you. He doesn't know what you hit. You don't see anything. You just look like some kind of retard maniac throwing punches in the air. All right. Yeah. Where are we, Drew? I'm just saying, I don't mind the bugs that like to hang outside.
Yeah.
They got them. Those pill bugs.
Oh, they're nice.
They hang out.
Yeah.
Their whole thing is, hey, buddy, I just want a rock to crawl under. And we're cool. And my thing is fine. And those big, scary, weirdo spiders, they just want to hang out. Mm-hmm. They want to go outside. And then there's the indoor bugs. And now we got a problem, my friend. Mm-hmm. I show no mercy, those indoor bugs. No quarter, Drew. Michaela?
Yes?
You're 13?
Yes.
What's up?
Adam, I absolutely adore you. And Drew, your book was amazing. I loved it.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Michaela.
Okay, my question is for Drew. Over the past few months, I've been huffing like a lot of inhalants.
Yeah. Sure, that's why she loves the book.
How do you... She would huff and read.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it seem that much better. How do you get the inhalants? What are you using?
I've been using like bathroom sprays and Glade plugins and Sharpies and glue.
So
using
propellants and sort of just hydrocarb, just things that are liquid, right?
Yeah.
You're just soaking liquids and putting in a bag or something.
How do you get a buzz off those Glade plugins?
You just put them in a Ziploc bag and then you put them in your mouth and you take it in through your nose and out in your mouth.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. It's like somebody farts and it smells like pine.
Because they've been huffing so much?
Yeah. Like you start farting air freshener.
You tell these guys they'll make their semen taste differently. That's what they'll start doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But listen, Michaela, this is a really serious deal. Inhaling hydrocarbons damages the brain very profoundly.
Well, don't you just get a headache from that?
You do because basically the oxygen supply is sort of gone to your head, and it kills brain cells quite effectively. And I've seen a lot of people that have done this a bunch in their adolescence, and they do not survive into their even young adulthood with intact brains. They're obviously impaired. Their cognition, their ability to think is impaired. Their personalities are changed.
Yeah.
Their moods are off. It's a really an awful thing to see. So please don't become...
Yeah, I'm trying to quit.
Well, if you need help with it, if there's something else you're trying to manage, some awful feelings or trauma issues that have sort of left unresolved, go get help with that. Don't stick your face in a baggie.
Okay,
What?
But recently, like, I've been having, like, shortness of breath and coughing.
Yeah, and you can get some stuff with that, too. Yeah.
I know it's from the inhalants, but I was just wondering, like, what exactly it's doing to me.
You can get a inflammation of the small air sacs in the lungs. And it can actually be quite serious, but usually it's a pretty mild thing. But, yeah, you get a serious what's called pneumonitis, which is like a non-infectious pneumonia, basically.
Yeah. Huffing is such a crappy high.
Or, well, no, they say it's good high, but it's a crappy behavior.
I got to look into that. I'll try that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Half that huffing is the huffing part, though.
Just breathing hard?
Yeah. I mean, look, I swear to Christ, if I put a bar of soap in a bag and I told somebody, hey, man, this is really going to F you up, dude, but you got to kind of hyperventilate and you got to do it and then just sit back on the sofa and close your eyes. Mm. 7/8 of the retarded teens I did this to would say they got a good buzz off it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just part is the hyperventilating part of the huffing.
Yeah.
All right, don't do that. Nothing worse. Corinne?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys both. Thanks for taking my call. I'm trying to figure out if you can help me with this weird thing I've had since I was a kid. It actually bothers me. But I've thought about, or fantasized, I guess is a better word, about, like, people wetting their pants since I was mm-hmm. a little kid. I have no idea why, or if anyone else is into this, or what it is.
The interesting thing about fetishes is there's always somebody else that's into it. And, yeah. and they can have any variation under the sun.
And then and they're so into it that they publish a magazine.
Or a website.
You can masturbate to
right,
it.
Right, it's true.
It's usually somewhere, Germany or Florida would be where you would find this person.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to Germany either, by the way, but it turns out that country's as effed up as Florida is a state. I don't know what went on in Germany.
Okay. They're still surviving the traumas of the war, I bet, right?
No, you know what it is? Here's what happens. This happened to the Japanese, too, which is, it's like, listen, we're going to make it illegal for people in apartment buildings to put wind chimes up out on their balcony unless they pull a certain permit, because we have ordinance against that. So you do that. You live in that kind of society where you right. need to pull a permit to put a wind chime up on your balcony.
Yeah.
You're into fecal smearing porn. That's how it comes out. And with the Japanese, you get a little too much into bowing and a little little too much into the servitude and everything and the reverence. And the next thing you know, you're eating sushi off some virgin and raping her with a rhino horn that you bought off the black market for $25,000. See what I'm saying? It snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes the other way.
But you could also say that the society where they have those sides of mores are also sort of abusive.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Florida, by the way. I have no explanation for that. Go ahead.
It's gravity.
Corinne?
Yes?
I think it's the oppressively hot, humid weather that does it.
No,
like, you know how I'm going insane?
Yeah, yeah. But nobody starts in Florida. They all go there.
And then they go insane.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Corinne. Well,
seriously, why would it have been since I was a little kid?
I would guess it has something to do with how you were potty trained, some sort of trauma
know.
Around
See, I thought of that, and I heard from my mom that I was, like, really, really easy and really young, and I don't remember having any problems, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny about fetishes. Nobody really knows for sure exactly what triggers this, whether maybe there's some genetic sort of constitutional factor that sort of turns on if the right environmental influence is there. But it's usually something pretty subtle.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, why young boys get preoccupied with feet or shoes. You know, what was happening then that really got them at that moment?
Yeah.
It's usually a displacement for some other heavy feeling, some other difficult feeling you were having at the time in terms of being intimate or feeling overwhelmed by closeness. Something was going on. Needn't be a horrible thing. Doesn't have to be a horrible trauma, but it's just something.
Well, what are you going to do now? You're 23. Are you single?
Yeah.
And if you find a guy and you have a relationship with him, does he need to wet himself?
No, I don't even want to mention it to anyone because I'm embarrassed. I think it's...
Which is true. Right, most true fetishes people are ashamed of.
Yeah, I know. But for the fellas, they need to have sex. They need to incorporate them into the bedroom. You don't need to incorporate this?
I don't think I need it, no.
All right. Well, then you're fine.
Right, she's just curious about it. That's all.
Yeah, it's not dangerous.
What do you mean? Has she ever had a relationship? Has he ever had one?
What?
Have you ever been able to have a successful relationship?
I haven't gotten married or anything, but I've had
boyfriends.
A boyfriend, yeah.
All right.
Did he have to wet himself?
No, I didn't even mention it. So.
Right. Do you expect him to pee on you, that kind of thing, or just
No. That's himself. Gross. Yeah. I don't even know.
What if he pees in the sink? That's a turn on, right?
I've That'd heard be
turn
you on. Say that a lot.
Yeah, turn on.
As long as he cleaned it really good.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean really good?
I
mean,
it's sterile already.
He runs a little water.
Disinfectant.
Yeah. Disinfectant.
It's sterile.
Listen, people are a little nutty with all this stuff, all this this soap's disinfectant, and I got this stuff I keep on me, it's disinfectant, everyone's disinfectant. My ass. Believe me, if you knew what, follow the journey of what goes in your mouth, by the way, at the fast food place, at almost any restaurant, the stuff you buy at the market, follow that journey. You'd never put another shot of that Purell disinfectant in your hand after you shook hands with a stranger again. Mm. Who cares? All right, thank you, Drew. Dustin.
Hey, what's happening, Adam?
What's happening?
What's happening, Adam?
What's happening?
Hey, I had a question.
Yeah.
You're always, talking about, the people that go to JC's and, they're the losers,
Sure.
Or whatever you say.
Yeah.
You don't say they're losers.
No, I'll tell you, I have my criteria. I will let the Asian cultures.
Uh-huh.
Here's my junior college criteria. Anyone who's in a program, such as nursing, you know what I mean? You go there to do your two-year nursing program.
Or a program to go into four-year college, right? That's not the program.
No.
Because a lot of people do that.
No, not a lot. Here's the deal. I'm going to let Asians in there because they excel. You don't see any 43-year-old Asian guy who's been going there on and off for 27 semesters hanging around at the snack shack. No. Yeah. Oh, Asians get in. Indians get in. They're the new Asians. I now count them, and I mentioned them in the same breath. All foreigners who come in who are basically couldn't go to regular college because they came in from some different country.
They couldn't speak English.
There were doctors in their country. They're coming here for a couple of years. Don't worry. They'll be out of there in a second. Mm-hmm. Basically, here's what I don't want. Here's what I'm not looking for. Yeah. I'm not looking for old people, and I'm not looking for white people in there unless they're in the nursing program. Here's what I don't want in the junior college. And I don't want the 19-year-old who was a perpetual F-up in high school and in junior high and is basically enrolled so a stepmom doesn't boot him out of the basement. That's what you get.
You'd rather
He needs to go to work.
Right.
Right. And this guy, you take this guy, this guy's a horrible student all through high school. Now he gets to go to a place where they don't take roll and nobody cares. They don't call your folks if you don't show up.
No grade checks.
Please. Yeah. All right. And then they're the perpetual, then they're the hanger-on guys. I know guys who went to junior college on and off, like 13 years, just sort of rolling in, take a couple classes here, wasting everyone's time.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
What about the JC athlete? Can you make an exception for that?
Yes, I'll make an exception for them.
Really?
They're fine JC athletes.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, never get brought up. But they can go, they can transfer. The JC athletes are there because athletes are notoriously stupid, of course. They want to get to a four-year.
But it's somewhat of a farm league of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also, like, I played a year or about a half year of JC football. It's a lot of good players. All the guys who were all league and, you know, on the all league roster ended up at Valley College. So they're too stupid. Well, not all of them. Some of them went to major universities. But football players especially, basketball, yeah. Sports guys are dumb. Mm. So they got to go a couple more years and then they transfer. All right, but it's good times, right?
Good times, yeah. Good times.
So Asians, Indians, and nursing program students and athletes. I'm all right with them, all right? Good-looking people don't belong at a junior college, by the way.
Okay.
19-year-old hot chick, horrible student, going to get married in a couple of years. Waste everyone's time. They never transfer.
Did you get them?
Drew, everyone who was a good student knew. I knew it by the time they were 14.
Yeah.
Then you got another chance when you're 30.
Yeah.
After you've loved and lost, like I have.
Yeah.
Then you might be able to be a good student. But between 14 and 30, you're going to be crap. Might as well drop out of high school. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey,
Drew,
Adam.
Go, buddy.
Aside from me kissing the rear of Knott's for the great time they give me tonight, we also have to mention the 28-day later promotion. Mm-hmm. And anybody who gets on the air tonight is over the age of 18 will get a DVD of the horror film 28 Days Later. They will then be placed in the hopper and qualify to win a room at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Las Vegas. And we will be, this runs through this Thursday, and we will be pulling the winner on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have that room for 28 days.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to pull the winner?
Somebody here is, yeah.
All right.
Probably producer Ann.
All right. And 28 days, and they can use it themselves, or they can farm it out to their friends.
One plane ticket to get there, wherever you are.
As you know, my plan, if I win, then I'm going to win.
Well, you're going to go either way because they're going to give you a few. Again, you have this elaborate plan.
I'm going to make sure I win.
Okay.
I'm saying it right now.
Okay.
I know a lot of people, when they cheat, don't like to announce it on the radio. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to win this contest.
Okay.
And, you know, not through any skill or luck or anything. I'm just going to make sure that when...
You're just going to put your name in and then pull it out.
I'm just going to pull it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to put it in. I'm just going to hand it to Ann on Thursday.
Just your name.
I'm not even going to hand it to her. I'm just going to say my name. And she'll just say it. I don't see any reason... You know, save myself a step of dropping it in the hopper.
Yeah, who's going to know?
Yeah, so I'm going to go there for 28 days. I'm going to stay there myself, but I'm going to...
Allow some callers to come? Some listeners? No.
Going to abduct a hooker and chain her to the radiator.
But you could do that even if somebody else goes, because they can transfer it to you.
Keep her alive with Cheetos and Diet Pop. And she's going to have to watch me while I spank at the Spectrovision. That's my plan. Nothing sexual with her. I just wanted her. You know what I'm saying?
That would be a sexual crime, though, would it?
No, it wouldn't be. All right. You ready? We cool?
Yeah.
28 days. Eva?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, my question is, I'm just wondering if some guy finger bangs you and he possibly has HIV, how likely you are to get that from him if he has, like, maybe a cut on his finger or something. I mean, okay. I don't know.
If he were gushing blood, if there was spurting blood out of his finger, yes, that's a way you could contract it.
First off, we don't refer to the digital manipulation as finger banging. We call it finger blasting.
Finger blast.
Okay.
22 finger banging?
Yeah,
really?
I don't know. 22? Yeah, I've only ever been with one person, so I'm not really...
All right.
Still don't do a lot of this kind of stuff, so...
Yeah. Right. And yet you're concerned this guy has HIV? You've chosen...
I don't know. I don't know that much about him. I'm just kind of paranoid.
He's a heroin addict?
Oh, no. Drew, I've seen the public service announcements. It can be... It doesn't discriminate. It does not... It doesn't matter if you're Haitian or you're gay. Everyone is just as likely to have this.
Condom use is really important, worldwide, huge epidemic. Everyone should still be sort of systematically, routinely be practicing safe sex. However, I was watching a sort of a television show where they were making a big deal out of this. If you had sex with 10 people, and they had sex with 10 people, mm-hmm. and then 10, mm-hmm. and then 10, and then 10, you could have had sex with 100,000 people. I thought, wait a minute, that is so wrong. That means for each contact, there's 100% transmission of whatever that person has to offer.
Right.
Every time.
Right.
Not very remote transmission in all of them. It's such a crazy kind of logic. But practice safe sex, and God knows worldwide there's a huge problem.
Well, here's the whole thing about these folks that come up with all these statistics, like the secondhand smoke killing 55,000 people a year. It's okay to lie in their mind because they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
There's a worthy cause that's
behind it,
and it's okay to lie.
The problem is people our caller's age then go, hey, this ain't true. Screw this. I'm not listening to anything.
Yeah, it's just...
That's the problem.
It's just like when the man talks about, it's like
Reefer
the whole
madness.
Reefer Madness
thing.
It backfired on everybody.
30 years. I can't have a reasonable discussion with people about pot because they're still reacting to the overstatements about pot.
Right. All right.
Oh, my God.
God willing, same backlash comes with AIDS
no,
and secondhand
please. Wear
smoke.
Your condoms. Come on.
All right. Eva?
Frozen condoms.
Yes.
All right, tell him to put a condom on his blasting finger.
No, it's fine.
Time I wouldn't worry or what?
Do not worry.
Drew.
No?
I want you to look at my hand and guess which one my blasting finger is.
You held up these two. You held the...
Well, then I put them all up. Which one do you think my blasting finger is?
The one with
is?
The big knuckle on it? It's like a ribbed?
Oh, yeah.
A ribbed finger?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, Jesus.
I call that my blasting cap. Yeah. I got a hump. That's ribbed for her pleasure.
That sure is.
That's my F finger.
Nice.
It's my blasting finger.
Nice.
You want to smell it? No? We cool?
Do you know, listen, I was talking to the Trojan people over the weekend. Do you know that Magnum is not their biggest condom? They have an XL condom.
Really?
And Magnum is not really that big. It just sort of tapers out, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you guys should advertise this.
Yeah. And give me that hat.
And they said the reason they don't is they're afraid every guy is going to grab for the XL and it's going to slip off.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, what is that XL is made for 2% of the population? I mean, do they know or?
Didn't ask that question. I just.
What do you think?
I should go get. Yeah, I bet that's about right.
All right. Layla?
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Okay, here's my question. I have like a rash. Mm-hmm. And it looks like I get things that kind of look like pimples, and they, like, swell up. And then they break, and they have, like, dead skin, and they're gathered at my elbows. And then I have them, like, scattered all over the rest of my body, like, randomly.
They're inside your elbow or outside?
On the outside.
The tip of your elbow.
Yeah, and then they're scattered all around there. And, like, I never have, like, ashy elbows or anything. They're never, like, irritated. So when I noticed them, I was like... Oh, how weird. And I started putting lotion on it, but then I noticed I had them all over, and they got worse.
Do they occur, like, on your knees, too?
There's, like, a couple on each knee, but not gathered like they are on my elbow. And then...
Unfortunately, I cannot really accurately figure out what you're describing, but things that occur on extensor surfaces, like knees and elbows, is psoriasis.
Well, I was going to ask, because also... I don't know if it's STD related because I just had to be tested for one. I don't know what I have, but they think it's chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have I have a cyst like in my right breast. And
but that's
I,
normal. That's normal.
I was, all right. And I one more thing. And then you had a caller last week, and the main thing I have that's been there for a long time is like a big red thing, like right in the crease.
Of your breast?
Yeah, for like 6 months. But the
that could be yeast.
Could be the end of my penis broke off.
But you
I got wedged in there. This is Layla from Pasadena.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
That's where you left your penis.
I need that back.
You're gonna need to see a dermatologist, Layla, because again, you're not able to really describe to me this rash in a way that I can make sense of it. Just the distribution makes me worry about.
All right. See a dermatologist. Psoriasis.
Yeah.
All right. Good times. We'll be back after this. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right there, buddy. What's happening?
I don't know. How are you doing? Feel a little hot?
No. Got down to icebox in here.
It's good. I put it there.
Yeah. Good work, buddy.
No, it's good. I had my ass scared off and my roller coastered out. And
Drew, I was on roller coasters all day today.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't go for those roller coasters anymore.
I thought I did. I thought I did until I went about 8 of them today. I thought, okay, I don't care if I ever see the roller coaster again.
Yeah. Well, let me give you my take on that. I believe that there's a very small portion of your brain that realizes you paid admission and went to an amusement park. Or, if you're like Dr. Drew, hoard out a couple of favors, mention a couple of names on the air, and got some free tickets to an amusement park. But either way, want to mention the name again, Drew?
Yeah, Lupita Suda. You talking about that?
Yeah.
Knott's Berry Farm, yeah. Scary Farm.
Knott's Scary Farm.
Yeah.
That's right. But
Halloween Haunt.
But the majority of your body, when you go on a
220-5000.
The majority of your body, when you go on a roller coaster, just reacts as if your car busted through a guardrail
yes.
and went off
a
cliff.
In fact, it becomes a little bit of an exercise in deep breathing and trying to... They have one ride that is so insane. You go from 0 to like 80 in 4 seconds, and you go... like a rocket ship, and then down the other side.
Yeah, I don't believe it's good for you. Only time will tell. But, like, I've done that, like, free fall at Magic Mountain. And the free fall at Magic Mountain is, you know, you go all the way to the top of this, like, 13-story monolith, and then it slides you out front, and now you're just out there blowing in the wind, and you know it's going to drop, and it does a little hitch thing for a second. And then you're just waiting, and then when it drops, your heart and lungs just come out of your mouth as you scream. But I realize there is a part of you that realizes, okay, this is a contraption.
Yeah.
It's run by some stoner. This thing's been running successfully with no fatalities for 30 years, blah, blah, blah. But there's another part of you, like I said, tell that to your asshole who thinks your car busted through the railing and is heading off the cliff into the surf. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Tell that to your asshole.
I tried. It didn't work.
That's what I'm saying.
Spent the whole day talking to my asshole. You better, because you listen to me.
Know what I use? I'll have my finger blasting finger.
Talk to my asshole?
Talk to your asshole. Straighten him right out.
That'll scare him even more.
I'll straighten him right out. Believe me, it's talked to many a-holes. It's straightened them all out.
Some of
them,
I don't believe they're healthy. Of deep breathing, like, okay, I'm going to make it through this.
No. Very painful. Vince?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk to Vince.
All right.
He's 23.
Yep. I have a pretty bad weight problem, and I was wondering what you guys thought of the Atkins diet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works. I don't think it's the healthiest thing, and it's shown to have difficulty keeping weight off. Here's my thing about diets right now. I've been done some thinking about this, and I'm angry when I hear Dr. Phil say, I have the answer to the obesity problem in this country. That makes me angry because it's such a complicated problem. And each person almost needs to be worked up for a specific diagnosis. And then given your specific circumstances, specific interventions, of which diet may be one and an important one, but some people may need surgery, Some people need medication. Some people may need psychotherapy.
Yeah.
Some people may need behavioral interventions. Yeah,
some people got a thyroid problem.
Some people have a thyroid problem or testosterone. There's all kinds of things. And some people have genetic issues where the relationship between the stomach and the pituitary is sort of off, and so the biology is off, and they can't control their appetite.
Well,
these things need to be intervened upon.
Let's put it this way. Does anyone look any different than they ever did?
I walked around Knott's Berry Farm today, and they're bigger.
Well, they're bigger. No. Here's what I'm talking about. People, well, Knott's Berry Farm people and amusement park people in general are a hearty breed. First off, they're people that like a churro and a corn dog at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Thank you.
Yes, they're simple people who enjoy a simple, high-carb, sugar-filled, oily diet. But here's all I'm saying. No, everyone you've known in terms of who you've grown up with, what their shape, your basic shape.
Yeah.
I'm arguing that your shape doesn't change any more than a car shape changes as it gets older. It gets a little worse, just like a car, but there's sports cars, there's trucks, there's flatbeds.
And
basically, I don't know anyone whose shape has changed significantly.
But that's not to say the shape should be left alone.
Right.
It may have medical realities associated, medical consequences, and it should be intervened upon like any other medical condition, like high blood pressure or whatever.
All right.
And some people need a surgery in order to handle it.
Okay, so here's the deal. Most people are the way they are because that's them. Some people have a serious problem, and they overeat, they don't work out, they whatever.
They're depressed, they're they have eating disorder. They have trauma issues.
All that doesn't mean S compared to how you,
the genetics, the hand you get dealt. Yeah.
Okay, so I would say that Vince, rather than deciding he's a good candidate for the Atkins diet, I mean, obviously you got to exercise. You got to take it easy on the carbs.
Exercise, okay.
But, yeah,
well, at 23, you'd give it a try and maybe meet with a dietitian and go over a more substantial long-term plan. You must exercise. And at 5'10", 280, he's about 60 pounds off, really.
Yeah,
if something, depending. You know, medically speaking, concerned with medical problems, maybe 80 pounds. And he could lose that pretty effectively at 23 if he gets with it. And the question is, can he keep it off? Is there other issues? And, you know, by 30, if he's still struggling with it, people may want to intervene more aggressively. But I've really been upset about that lately. I was talking to the e-diets people about this, and I was like, you guys, they've basically perfected what we can do with diets. Everybody's fat.
Right.
Yeah. What's going on? What?
Yeah. I was talking to my buddy who, my buddy Chris, who,
whose forearms are the size of my thighs.
Yeah,
He eats aluminum.
I started talking to him. I started talking to him at night, and I would notice that he was ordering in and out, Henry's Tacos and drive-through places, you know, for dinner. And then the other night I spoke to him, and he was eating cereal. And I said, "What are you eating at 10 o'clock or 9:30 at night?" He said, "Ate a big bowl of Crunchberry cereal every night before I go to bed." And I said, "Every night?" Yeah, big bowl of Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries every night. Yeah, that's my ritual. And
Chris,
he eats a big bowl.
Yeah, he's talking about this like a soup bowl or like a popcorn bowl.
No, he'll pour the milk in and then do that thing where he keeps dumping the milk and keeps dumping the cereal in to balance it out.
Yeah.
But every night, the guy won't get fat and doesn't exercise.
Exercise is unbelievable. The guy's got 160 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, no, I just... No, I love it. My two oldest buddies drank. Now, Chris is off it now, but that's because he used to do a lot of it.
Well, he did some other things.
Drank, smoke, and eat like crap and refuse to exercise. And they both have to explain to people that they don't work out. People argue with
them. Ray does not exercise?
Ray plays a little basketball once in a while. Doesn't exercise any more than anybody else.
Wow.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. He exercises less. Picture those two guys doing something they don't want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not what you call disciplined guys.
No.
My friends aren't a disciplined group. That's why they didn't do homework.
Everyone is shocked.
Yeah. Imagine. Okay, it's the same guy who doesn't want to do homework. It's the same guy who doesn't want to run on the treadmill.
Yeah,
what's a diet?
Yeah.
The diet is, hey, eat some broccoli flour. I want crunch berries. Yeah, but you should eat broccoli flour. Yeah, but I'm doing what I want to do. We'll go run on the treadmill. No, I don't want to do that. I want to watch TV. I want to eat Crunch Berries. How about doing some homework? No. How about learning a different language? No, I don't want to do it.
Ugh.
I don't do anything I don't want to do.
What is that?
But should these guys write books?
Videos.
Here's how to drink and do drugs and smoke and eat bowls of crunch berries every night. Here's it. You get big forearms, big calves. Get no fat on you. It's great. Write a book. Sure. We should listen to their book. Here's what their book should be. How to crawl up inside my mom's vagina and have you spit out of her. That's what their book should be. So it's same with Claudia Schiffer's exercise tips.
Yeah.
Should all just be how to climb inside my mom's vagina. That's the title. Then I would buy the book. Other than that, no different. That's it. I don't know why we got to keep punishing people.
That's the thing. Humiliating.
Punishing. You got a double chin. You got male pattern baldness. It's all you got. No calves and a big ass. Whatever it is, whatever your thing, good or bad, that's it. That's what you got. You didn't do anything. Yeah. A couple of guys work out, do a little something, but nah. Daryl.
Yeah, what's up?
22.
Hello,
Daryl. Yeah, Daryl.
Yes, my question is, I have a. Like when I have sex, I get a cramp in my penis, like in the shaft part.
A cramp?
In the shaft part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it right in the shaft part.
You get it? Where do you get it?
In the shaft, like in the long part.
In the shaft part?
Right.
So that the shaft part is that's the round part with the hair, the saggy bag on the bottom with the hair on it.
No, the long part.
Oh, the long part. All right.
Right.
Right in the middle of that part.
Mm-hmm. Between the middle and between the head and the hairy part.
Between the head and the hairy part.
Between the head and the hairy part. All right. Mm-hmm.
And
you get a cramp.
Yeah, that was the feel like, but I'm not sure.
How long into sex before this happens?
Like a half an hour.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
All right. You're going too long.
Yeah, too long. You may just be irritating your urethra or something, or God knows,
okay.
Traumatizing the thing.
Yeah, but...
You can break your penis. You can hurt your penis. It's not made of titanium.
I know I tried launching a ball of tube socks toward the hamper once.
Recently?
With a good morning erection.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's been a while. It's been about 3 months. I did some damage, so. You can only bend it so far down when you have a good erection. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it tears.
Mm-hmm.
That's the.
So Daryl needs to not hump quite as long?
Right.
All right. Let's talk to...
She don't hurt the shaft part.
Michela?
Hi. Yeah.
Is it Michela?
Michela? Michela.
Mm-hmm.
Name I've never heard.
Never heard it either.
My dad made it up.
Made it up.
It's a combination of two names.
Huh. All right. What's up?
Hi. Love your show.
Love you, baby.
Thank you. Okay. I've been dating this guy for about 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we start fooling around, when we get to a certain point, he just pulls away, you know?
How old is he?
He's 28.
28.
And is he maybe got another relationship or married or something?
No, he's not married. No. And I don't think he's dating anybody else.
How long have you been seeing him?
About 4 months now.
You're saying when you get to a certain point physically, he pulls away?
Yeah.
What point?
We're not completely naked or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just fooling around, touching, kissing, you know.
What does he do exactly? Like
he
leave
just
the room?
Stops, pulls away and moves away, and he starts, you know, and I ask him what's wrong or anything, and he says, oh, I got to get up early for work in the morning. I got to take my car to the dealership. Just always an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I don't know what's wrong, you know.
All right. Let's do a little investigation here. What's he do for a living?
Oh, he's a security guard.
Uh-oh. That could mean a number of things.
Right. How did you guys meet?
I met him at a store.
At a store. Did he pick up on you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, does he have an erection when you guys are screwing around?
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. You can see that coming through his pants or feel it?
Feel it, yes.
Okay. Has he been to his house, or his apartment, I should say? Security guards don't have houses.
A couple of times.
couple times. Ever see any pornography around the house? Any movies or anything?
He's told me that he watches pornography. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's had other girlfriends?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess the question is he one of these guys, and once in a while you find one of these guys, they're chronologically 28, but the reality is like they're 15. They just haven't been around a lot of women. They get nervous around women. They're uncomfortable when they get put in sexual situations.
Is that him?
I guess to answer that question, so he did tell me he hadn't had a lot of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's only had 3 relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like girlfriends, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't dated in a while or been sexually active in a while. And mm-hmm. when I met him and we were talking about that, he said he hasn't, you know, had sex in a while. And I thought, well, maybe when, you know, it's been a while, like 4 months now. And I thought I was ready. I thought he was ready since we've been.
There are only a couple things that occur to me. That here's where my head goes immediately. He's really not into her and doesn't want to get sort of involved to the point that he's sort of responsible, A.
Yeah.
B, he has some sort of STD he's ashamed of and can't sort of bring himself to tell her.
Right.
Or it's herpes, HIV, something.
Right. C.
I can't even think of a C.
I'm not going gay, though.
No.
Drew's not going gay. Neither one of us are going gay.
No, it's something
later. Then I'm going gay.
That sounds better than HIV.
Or something, you know what I mean? Something he cannot bring himself to tell you yet, and he may be a kind of responsible guy.
Right, okay. So here are the 3 options. Some sort of bizarre problem where, like, his penis got caught in a shop press or something, and it's like, there just looks like a chicken wing, that had been worked over by a seagull, you know, just hanging from between his legs.
Nice.
So there's some sort of bizarre penis thing.
Or infection.
Or what's that?
The man-made penis.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So there's there could be a penis problem. There could be, and for some guys, it depends how self-conscious he is, or something. It could just be he's uncircumcised or something.
No, probably not.
All right, you're right. All right. So there's, I have a chicken wing that was attacked by a seagull for penis.
Yes, number one.
Number two is I have a STD.
That I'm ashamed of. I don't know how to tell you.
Probably some kind of warts or something like that. Could be herpes, something like that.
Herpes would be high on the list.
C, I'm not really that into you.
Yeah, and I can't.
I don't know if it's that.
But that happens.
It happens. I don't know.
The guy's hanging out, but doesn't want to get all the way in,
And then D is, I'm squirrely. I'm a squirrely guy. I'll come in my pants the second you put your hands down there.
That's several things wrapped in one. It could be I'm super religious and have all kinds of conflicted feelings about being sexual.
Yeah.
Or I can't be sexual without having screwed up performance.
Yeah, but if he's super religious, he says something.
Well, Michelle, you're going to have to prompt him. You're going to have to say, hey, if you have an infection, you know, this is the time to tell me. We can work with that.
Yeah, if you have, tell him, you know, you're willing to deal.
Okay.
You're going to bargain. Yeah.
Should I bring this up when we're not fooling around?
Yes. Absolutely. Bring it up at a good moment. It's always sort of screwed up because you don't want to ruin happy moments with that. But
yeah,
just at a quiet moment.
Yeah. Ugh, it's always weird.
My vote goes down strongly on infection.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Because she seems together, so she's not going to be with a screwed up guy. Although she's calling our show.
Yeah, and he's working as a security guard, he's not too choosy.
Yeah.
All right. So it's, you know. Jonas?
Hi. Hello.
You're 18?
Oh, yes, I'm 18. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely
love you guys.
Oh,
okay, well, the thing is that I'm 18 and I'm still a virgin, which I think is great.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I can't seem to really get physical with anyone, really. Well, with a guy, of course. I masturbate and everything, and I mean, I can orgasm like perfectly and everything, but I just can't touch it bare. You know?
What?
I can't touch skin on skin. There you go. And so I don't masturbate.
You can't touch yourself?
Yes, I can't touch myself like underneath my panties or anything.
But you can rub up against things and masturbate.
Yeah, and when I'm with a guy, it's like I've tried, but I just get so weirded out by it that we just, like I just don't even go through with it. And this
about
is,
you
tried what?
Tried what? Yeah.
Try to make me orgasm.
Wait, it's the problem. You can't have him touching you, or you can't touch him.
I can touch him fine, but I just can't have.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you just need a relationship. You need somebody you trust. Build the trust. This will kind of.
What are you doing to him? You give him a BJ?
Yeah.
Wow. All right,
she's okay.
What kind of girl?
She's all right.
But see, the thing is, like, I can't even masturbate, like, bare on my own. I mean,
why is that? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. That I've tried to figure out what it is, but...
You know, I have found that women have this sort of history. We're not necessarily given a bunch of negative messages about their genitalia. It's something funny that they
it's so sensitive that they can't contact it.
I don't know what it is. It's almost some biological.
No abuse, no reason, no problems.
But see, then I find myself like, I'm really, really, really kinky, but I still can't touch myself like bare. I don't even want to say.
Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say like certain words. I mean, because I can't really say it, you know, but like other really dirty words I can say just perfectly fine. But then when it comes to how, like having a guy show me affection, I just get kind of like, I think about it too much, I guess, and then all of a sudden...
Wait a minute. You... getting over a cold. You can be kinky.
Yeah.
In terms of what you say or what you do?
Both. I mean,
But you can't be touched.
Yeah, I mean, I can, but then I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, we'll stop now, you know? And then I just get really, like, girly and just kind of turn
squirrely. How can you be kinky and not be touched? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I can say certain things. I mean, stuff that gets me off when I'm alone is really kinky. But then I can't...
Things you think about?
Yeah.
Like, what does that include?
The kinkier is better, I guess.
Don't know what that means.
I mean, like you're having sex with somebody and they're smacking you around or something?
It's never me, though. I never think about myself.
You're looking at... you're imagining other couples.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Well, I don't know. I really like... I don't really watch porn, but I've been into, like, a girl and just, like, a few guys.
Gangbang. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you need sort of extreme arousal in order to feel sexual.
All right. I'm stumped.
There's a lot going on.
She's fine. She's 18. She's not really acting out.
Right. That's the best news is she's having all these conflicted feelings and intents, and there's something there, but she's able to contain them. It's called effortful control by attention. She's able to have these impulses and identify them and go, I shouldn't do that. That's probably not a good thing for me to do. That's a very, very important thing to be able to do, and something you and Chris and Ray couldn't do.
Effortful
control by attention. Somebody would go, hey, do your homework, and you go, I don't want to, but I could choose a subdominant impulse because it's better for me. I can delay gratification. I can do something I don't really want to do.
Well, let me explain.
And that's what Jonas can do. She can do
the cornerstone to all losers. All losers. And that's
delay.
All who I hung out with is... We haven't talked about this in a long time. They don't do things they don't want to do.
Can't delay gratification.
Yeah. Somebody says, look, you could do this homework and get are studying, get an A on the test Monday, or you could go out and throw the football around and whatever it is they want to do. I also wonder if they want to do the other thing more than the other people. Like, I know people who would probably enjoy studying more than throwing a football around.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people who really hate studying and really love throwing a football, it's torture.
You're right.
And we never really do that.
No,
I mean, there's a lot of people out there who probably should get out and do something like throw a football around who can't really do it. But the point is you don't get graded on how you throw the football.
Right.
So you just go fail. But everything these guys, and I include myself in this group, all we ever did was all we ever wanted to do, which never turned out to be anything because no one had any money or any cars or anything.
Wow.
But all we did is not do homework. And I mean, I never brought home a book. These guys never did any homework. They never took a test. They never did anything. They never did homework. I've done homework since, I don't know. I probably wrote a report in the seventh grade.
Anyway, in Jonas's case, she got a lot of energy.
Now, it's about me, Drew.
I know. I got to finish with Jonas, though.
She's fine.
A lot of energy, but a lot of sort of, and she you know, probably would benefit from somebody kind of looking into things with her and for
she
things
thinks
out. But
she's crazier than she is.
Yeah, and is anxious and stuff, and all that stuff probably makes her uncomfortable. It could be dealt with, but the fact that she can't contain these things is a very positive sign.
All right. Yeah, but good times.
Yeah, good times.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. There, buddy. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. All right, buddy, what do you say?
Good time.
Ready to keep it rocking?
Yeah.
Let's keep it rocking now. Amber?
Yes?
You're 23?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, baby doll?
No, I just want to know how come I shake in the morning after drinking.
That's alcohol withdrawal, shakes.
Oh, really? You get the shakes.
And if you don't return to your drinking, that shaking can become seizures and DTs eventually.
Because I drink every night.
Yeah, well, you're getting sick now from it.
Yeah, well, let that be a lesson to you not to stop drinking.
Alcohol withdrawal is one of the only withdrawals from a drug for which the withdrawal is commonly fatal.
Yeah.
So if it really gets going, or if you were to get an infection on top of the withdrawal, this thing can really spiral out of control very quickly and very dangerously.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right.
Uh-huh. I can't not.
Can't not drink.
All right. How much?
That's
you drink?
Correct. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Treatment.
How much you drinking?
I drink about a 12-pack every night.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is. Why don't you at least just call AA and have someone come pick you up and take you to a meeting, and you'll find a lot of people there whose sole purpose is just to stay sober and to help people who are trying to get sober.
The last time I went to AA, all I did was color.
Color?
Color.
They have a...
Were you nine when you went?
They have an AA R for the retards that maybe got thrown
short
in.
Short bus.
17?
Yeah.
Was that Alateen?
Wow.
I suggest you go give AA a call.
You went to AA when you were 17?
Yeah.
Either that, Amber, or get in a hospital right away. That's really the only choice you have.
What kind of beer you drink?
Just whatever beer is in my fridge.
I know, but how does it get to your fridge? You go out and buy it, right?
Oh, I do, or some guy does, and he brings it over.
Some guy?
The beer fairy?
What?
What kind of beer do you drink?
Any kind of beer.
When you go to the store to buy it, you just, whatever the beer section...
Whatever I can afford, basically.
And what would that be?
Well, tonight it was Red Dog.
Uh-huh.
Red Dog, okay.
All right. I just, you know, I love our listeners that even someone who drinks a 12-pack of beer every night for the last several years, if you ask them, what kind of beer do you drink, you ain't going to get an answer.
They want to argue.
Whatever's in the fridge. Like, you buy a refrigerator that has a unlimited number of 12 packs in it of the manufacturer's choosing. Like, really, that's whatever's in the fridge is your answer. And then when you start scratching beneath the surface, it's whatever the guy brings over. And then it turns into whatever I buy, but that's whatever's cheapest. But, you know, there has to be a theme. And yes, I understand you're not drinking Sam Adams. You're there buying, you know, old Heidelbrau, whatever generic bad canned beer that the market has on sale at the time. But I would say a pattern would be established after a certain number of years. But anyway, Amber.
It hasn't been the past couple of years. It just started in February.
All right, anyway. You need to get yourself some help, Amber. As you say, you can't stop. And stopping, in fact, could be dangerous unless it's medically supervised.
All right. How about it, baby? You have a... Who's the man who brings the beer by? I'd like to swing by my place.
My baby's daddy.
Your baby's daddy. All right. And how's he doing?
He's not doing very well either.
He's drinking.
Our son died.
Oh. What happened?
SIDS.
Oof.
Ugh.
Bad times.
Yeah, so...
Is that what escalated your drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old was your son when he died?
He would have been 5 months the day after.
Oh. That's so horrible.
Yeah.
And then, no, the pills they gave me, like trazodone, they gave me that to sleep, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, I understand. But listen, the alcohol is just going to block the potential for you actually doing some grieving here.
Yeah.
And when you finally do stop drinking, you're still going to have that same pain to contend with.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get on with it. Let's go.
All right.
You're just on behalf of your child. The child doesn't want you, wouldn't have wanted your mother to be sick.
Yeah. Maybe the kid took its own life. I know it sounds horrible, Drew.
Yeah, it does.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking, had I known about my parents, I think I would have taken myself out in 5 months.
Think so.
Rolled over, put the pillow on my head.
Yeah.
Would have been a better life.
Yeah. Start over.
Now, I wouldn't want to take my life. I just wouldn't want to put myself in a coma for about...
just to burden your family?
I was going to say 18 years, but let's make it 30.
To burden your family?
No,
just... So you missed all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
get that.
No. Listen, if I was in a coma, I'd die in the first few days.
Because no one would take care of you.
And if my family was in charge of feeding and wiping ass, they'd screw that up almost immediately.
Yeah.
No, I'd have to be in some sort of county hospital where I was perpetually plugged into something.
That's fantastic.
All right. Haley?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I had a question. My dad had abandoned me, sort of. He kind of walked out when I was about one, I think, and then kind of sporadically came in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had, when you guys have girls who call and you guys ask them a lot of questions about their dad and if their dad had ever been in their life or what type of a person he was.
Mm-hmm.
You guys refer them to, like, a 12-step program type of a thing, but I was curious, like, what the specifics were on it, just because I tried looking on the Internet and stuff like that.
Wait a minute. I didn't follow this.
We don't refer them to any 12-step program that has to do with their dad leaving.
No.
What do you guys normally refer them?
If somebody has residual feelings of abandonment because of what happened in their relationship with their father, that's time for therapy. Individual therapy.
Okay.
Yeah, oftentimes their dad was around, he was an alcoholic, we tell him to go to Al-Anon.
Right, if dad was an alcoholic, that Alateen and Al-Anon sometimes be helpful.
Where's my bourbon?
But if it's really...
The thing that I had found, but it wasn't, and I was like, alcoholic, my dad's an alcoholic, so that's what
right.
I'm confused about.
Right, if it's not purely the abandonment issues, but the abandonment feelings are something that individual therapy is best for.
Did he have a stepdad?
Two, yeah.
Well, that's more abandonment.
How'd that work out?
My mom had just kind of got married a couple times, and it's difficult because she wasn't happy in any of the marriages, and so it's kind of like I had to grow up very, very fastly, and it kind of sucked. We became more best friends.
Didn't have time to go to grammar class. Yes, go ahead.
But yeah.
So. Okay, well, hold on a sec now.
So it's a lot of trauma.
Yeah. Did you, you didn't get along with your stepdads?
No, didn't like them. I told my mom when I was 10 years old that she shouldn't marry the guy that she married. She ended up divorcing him, I think, 4 or 5 years ago.
You didn't like him, but he didn't abuse you or anything?
No, he never, no.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm saying, and I know this sounds like a horrible message, but you might as well just sexually abuse your stepkids because they'll hate you anyway.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Here's the thing. You can sexually abuse your stepdaughter and at least get something in it for yourself, or you can just keep paying the rent and have her hate you. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
My stepdad, my sister hates him.
No matter what.
Yeah, she always hates him. Girls hate all steps.
Hmm.
Boys would care if they cared. You know, they'd hate him too if they cared more. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Girls have the capacity to hate much more than guys.
Right.
Step parents for girls is horrible. My sister hated my stepmom, hated my stepdad.
Mm.
As it just turns out, they're both. Maybe she may have had a point, but the point is, here's the deal. My stepdad was just a zero. Never spoke. Never said anything. Never did anything.
He never did anything to you. It was the stepmom that took a action on you.
She was a bitch. Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
She was horrible.
Yeah, but
it was just my pussy dad, my spineless puss of a dad who would never stand up to her. But the point is my stepdad didn't do anything to my sister. My sister still hated his guts.
Right.
You know. He didn't do anything good either. He just was sort of around. You know, she figured out a way to hate him, whereas I just realized he was who he was. He was an all right guy. Didn't have any problem with him. Hung out a little bit. You know, what the hell? It's all good. I mean, that's all I'm saying. All right. So what do I mean? Haley, how about some therapy?
Sounds good.
All right, baby time. Doll.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good times. Listen, as a step-parent, prepare to be hated. That's all I'm saying. Why should, and as a step-child, prepare to be hated by the step-parent?
No.
Yeah, because who the hell wants some effed-up 15-year-old that resents you living in your house? You know what that's like? Mm. You're paying for everything. You can't be, you're not my dad! No, that's horrible. Now listen. Here's what you got to do. If you have a daughter and you're going to remarry and she's like 13 or 14 years old, you have to put her in one of those drug induced comas, like they do to rehab people now. You know, actually, just put them down.
You mean talking about the rapid detox kind of thing?
The detox thing, yeah.
And just keep her suspended there for a few years.
I was talking about like 12 to 14 years.
Oh yeah, a few years. Yeah.
I'm talking about she's in her early 30s.
When she wakes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big times.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you think that chick's going to be in the house with you from 13 to 19, she's going to hate your guts.
Oh.
Hate. The only one they hate more than stepdad is stepmom.
And I love these stepparents going with these idealized notions.
No.
We're going to be a family.
No. No, they hate them. No. They hate everybody.
You're right. It's normal for them to do that.
That's great. Yeah. No, it's a good time.
To a certain extent.
That's fantastic. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up? You live with a suicidal mom?
Yeah. She's having really hard times right now. She's on Effexor, and I don't think it's working. It hasn't worked for a while. I think she's on 300 milligrams now.
It's a big dose.
Yeah.
Is she on the XR?
I'm not sure. I think it is.
All right.
Does she tell you she's suicidal?
Yeah.
She's currently
she threatens to kill herself sometimes. She's just really, really depressed.
Does she have a plan?
Yeah. I've read...
Mike, listen. Yeah. She's been on a bunch of antidepressants, right?
Right.
She may need shock therapy. That for people that do not respond to antidepressants, that persistent suicidal
shock
thinking,
therapy.
It can be life-saving.
You got to get to Not Scary Farm with her, and now.
The Halloween Haunt is
the
shocking.
Halloween Haunt, she'll forget about her prom. She'll be thinking of ghouls.
No, listen, Mike. It's all kidding aside, this can be quite... It's a life-threatening condition she has. And she's not responding to the usual measures, so she has to be willing to go to whatever lengths are necessary to correct this, or she will die of her depression. And again, that is the time when electric shock therapy can be absolutely life-saving.
She has a suicide plan, did you say?
I've found notes of hers that seem like suicide notes that you would leave, and before she's talked about running her car into a tree as opposed to a post because the tree's rooted.
Ah, I see.
Well,
yeah,
that's suicidal ideation. That's not a plan. Plan is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm going to run my.
Well, it's a crappy plan, but
it's an ideation. But you should still turn those notes over to a psychiatrist or somebody who's used to dealing with these things because it's very serious.
How do I convince her to help herself? I've been trying to convince her to go back to her doctor because.
Well, you call him. You call him or her.
Okay.
And you tell them what's going on. Because at a certain point, the thinking associated with depression is so profoundly sort of rigid and dangerous that they don't have the opportunity to sort of make decisions on their own. Somebody's going to make it for them.
Okay.
And people are not allowed to kill themselves. So.
All right. Hey, Mike, sorry about that.
It's
hang in there.
Right.
Sounds like you're on top of it, so hang in.
Yeah, I'm trying to help her out. Thank
you.
Right.
Do you have any other siblings? Do you have a support for you?
No, I'm on my own. I just got back from the Navy.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right. Well, look, try not to let her destroy your life.
Yeah. I'm trying to make that separation.
Please do.
All right,
take care of yourself.
But also intervene in ways that you can.
Hey, but good times, Good times. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Reliving the traumatic Adam Carolla childhood once again during the commercial breaks.
Yeah. Pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's good times, though. I mean, everyone landed on their feet,
Yeah, amazingly. Yeah,
it all worked
amazingly.
Out. That's what I tell Drew when he always freaks out with his kids and college and everything. It's fine. Look at me. Yeah. Look at me, buddy.
Yeah.
Good times. Millionaire. Literally. Literally a millionaire. Man, I didn't do any college. I never did any homework.
I know.
I don't know any second languages.
You may have a lot of Corolla genes, but the Penske genes, not funny.
They're not funny.
Not entertaining.
Oh.
So we don't have access to all that big money you make.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, you've talked to my mom. She's a cutoff.
Very funny.
She's Ruth Buzzy.
On a bad day.
Oh, there's no... My mom is minus funny. Minus funny. Yeah. Here's why my mom can't be... You can't say anything funny in front of her because if you go...
She sucks it up.
What are all these Asians driving so slow for? That's unfair. You cannot say that all Asians drive slowly. Maybe a larger percentage of them, but that doesn't... No way. No. No.
You're making a point.
Rebecca?
Oh, she's sleeping?
It's possibly.
120, 115 minutes.
Oh, yeah. She's got to be asleep. Rebecca? Rebecca's 15. She has to watch her 4-year-old sister after school because her mom works and her dad is no help.
So we'd pretty much kick the crap out of the dad.
Yeah, dad should be shouldering that burden. I don't know what to tell her to tell anybody else, and she's asleep now anyway, so maybe she had SIDS while she was on the phone. When do you get to stop having? Can you be 15 and have SIDS, Drew? I'm going to try for that.
15?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dylan?
Yes, sir.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's up, buddy boy?
Adam, I got a question for you.
Sure.
I've been listening for a while now, and it's all, okay, the good times things. Now, Drew has caught on to it. I've heard Jimmy say it. I know it's facetious. I know you're sarcastic. Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Your whole Man Show crew started saying it, like, season 2.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was that community that really that picked up. Then I started hearing it on The Simpsons, which I found bizarre. Well,
that seems to be very very self-deprecating. Isn't that kind of like apathetic, just accept the bad situation?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't give it a lot of thought. I don't know where it came from. I'm unclear as the stuff that I've come up with and the stuff that other people have come up with. And I don't understand.
I watched it because I wasn't part of your whole Man Show world. I watched it grow out of that group, like season 2.
I started saying it a lot season 2, and it did catch on. But unclear to me as to where I heard it and why I decide to say it a lot. Although I periodically say things like takes all kinds, and then other people say it. And the other one is, but still. Which is turned into everyone just saying it at Jimmy's show, YBS. Like, so someone will go, listen, we got to do a story on Norman Fell or something. We got to do a joke. And someone will go, what do you mean? Or no, someone will go, we've got to get such and such as a guest. And the other guy will go, hey, he died 6 months ago. Yeah. And then you say, yeah, YBS.
Yeah, but it's a YB.
YBS. Yeah, but still.
YBS.
Yeah,
wow.
It sounds like there's even a Yeah But Still song.
Wow.
Written.
YBS. It's already down to three letters.
Yeah. Yeah, but still.
But still, it sounds a little more poetic, at least.
Yeah, because YBS sounds like Y Bull.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds retarded.
Well, we know it, but we know we're, you know.
I know, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little too inside.
Yeah. Well, it's all right because everyone is inside who we're talking to, but. You try to use Yeah But Still. It works almost every time. It really does. Drew, let me just try a like a
son. You like didn't a, do your
like
homework.
Like a Yeah But Still. Where I go like, Drew, you know what? I'm tired of you driving around those SUVs. You need a nice hot 4-door sedan. And you're an idiot because you keep driving those SUVs.
Yeah, I took care of that about 6 months ago. 3 months ago. I don't have the SUV anymore.
You drive it Empire?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Perfect.
You see?
Yeah.
It's when you're wrong, but you don't want to admit you're wrong.
It just disarms.
And it ends the conversation with you sort of being right.
Yep.
There's no comeback to Yeah, But Still. I use it all the time.
It's a little bit I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam, I heard you talking on the radio about taking a crap in the shower. Did you do
your
that?
Your wife said that to you?
Yeah, but still. James?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're 25. What's up?
Oh, hanging in there. Got a question for you. My girlfriend, she's on birth control. She started taking antibiotics on Thursday. Last night, we were having sex. The condom broke. My question is, do we need to get the morning after pill tomorrow morning, or can she double up on her birth control?
Go, Drew.
No. She shouldn't double up, unfortunately. Okay. What is she taking? What birth control pill is she taking?
It's the
triphasic, and she's been taking it properly?
Yeah.
And what antibiotic is she on?
You know, I don't know. It was basically she was like a chest cold, flu symptoms kind of sorted. She ought to
call the doctor who's prescribed both the pill and the antibiotic, whichever one of them. And hopefully, it's the same person. You're on the birth control pill already, so morning after pill does nothing. Doubling up does nothing. I don't know if anything you can do.
Get the morning after.
No. That will do nothing.
And why?
Because she's already on birth control. The question is whether or not the antibiotic has somehow affected the effectiveness of the birth control pill. And, boy, I don't know about anything else you can really do to intervene once the condom is already broken.
All right.
So you really have to talk to your doctor about that.
Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah, right out of time, buddy. You got a black girlfriend. Your dad's a racist.
Yeah.
You want to know how to introduce the two?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't
introduce them. No. You're 18. You're almost out of the house.
Back to James.
I'm going
to
freak your dad out.
I'm thinking there are, if you don't have any philosophical problem with abortive pills, there may be something the doctor can do with RU-46, that sort of thing. So.
Yeah. Or YBS-46. But still. We'll be right back.
We need another 2 hours. We just broke into a new topic.
All right. We'll figure it out.
We'll drive on the way home. Talk about the way home.
All right. Well, good times. Something Corporate. The band Something Corporate is in here tomorrow night. We'll talk to them. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
The last time I went to AA, all I did was color.
Color?
Color.
Were you nine when you went?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.